Yo, this is another Just Living Our Life podcast. You got your boy Shaggy here, and I'm in the building with
Jay.
This nigga Jay, and we are recording this the day before Valentine's Day, as we both had some major plans that we're going to be letting y'all know about for Valentine's Day. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing already?
Nothing, man.
We are 18 seconds into
just
the show.
Living our life.
you start laughing.
Do the intro.
I just did the intro, but we here, so we're going to do a quick recap of sports. Of what's been going on. You see Steph Curry been wilding lately. You seen the Super Bowl done happen. We done missed a couple days. So, but we gonna get all caught up. And then we gonna have about a question or two to answer after this. And then we'll be sending y'all about y'all day. But appreciate all the support for the last episode. We appreciate all the followers that we've been getting. The little minimal followers that we got on the IG page.
Yeah.
Still go follow that page. I'm gonna be sharing on my main page. And on Twitter, Facebook, you'll see all of that. On y'all feed. But Jay was right, y'all. I was wrong.
It's crazy.
I was wrong. I don't say that often because I'm not really wrong a lot.
That's crazy too.
But hey.
That's a crazy statement. But let's rock. Let's roll. Keep going, my boy. Keep telling me how I was right.
Like I said, he was right. AFC Championship game happened. NFC Championship game happened, obviously. Super Bowl just passed.
I was wrong about the championship game. I said
which
Baltimore.
One? Oh yeah, you said Baltimore, yeah. But
and I said Detroit. I was wrong on both. I was wrong on both.
Dang, you was wrong on both.
Yeah, I was wrong on both.
I did say the Chiefs. So yes, that goes to show that I'm not wrong about almost everything, at all really. But yeah, we had the Chiefs come out of that game against Baltimore, and a fun game to watch. Kind of hurtful to watch when you won it. To see Lamar win and do his thing. Not the performance that we thought we would have seen from him, but at the same time, I think as a whole, the team didn't perform necessarily. The defense picked it up on the second half, but the offense really struggled through all four quarters.
Yeah, that. Hey, man. It's a day, man. But look, it just seemed like every time they got momentum, man. Like something would happen.
Yeah.
Something at the fumble, the
Zay Flowers fumble.
The Zay Flowers fumble. That hurts.
Yeah, that was pain.
That hurt.
Because he just caught a penalty before that.
For
taunting.
Yeah. Oh.
But
man.
You showed me too during the broadcast though. He did get his leg pulled.
He did.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but there is always what. They see you.
Retaliation.
Yeah, I could not say that word just now. Thank you. Yeah. I was about to struggle real hard to say that, and I stopped myself. But yeah, they always see what you respond back, how you respond back, rather than what it was done to you. So
those the Chiefs, man. We thought once we got rid, not even trying to compare the two, but we thought once we got rid of Tom, it's open for everybody.
Bad.
It's open for everybody. That's fine. Like a sheep. That's fine.
Goat Brady. Yeah.
But yeah, we thought at now my homes came and just like, I think I'll take that. I think I'll be here.
And for those not knowing, Brady gave Patrick Mahomes his first regular season loss, his first playoff loss, and his first Super Bowl loss. That man is the GOAT, but you know, that's another day, another topic.
Yeah, those
you know.
The Chiefs, though, they made it on, man. What you think about that 49ers and Detroit game?
Detroit gave that game away.
100%.
Like, more so than 49ers winning it, Detroit gave that game away. They were up big at half, if I remember. I think it was 24-10 at half.
It was something like that.
Something like that, right? Like, they was up, though, on them. And then the second half, they completely abandoned their run game.
They shut down.
They just completely shut down with everything. Defense just went all out of wax. Offense just became a shell of themselves.
Yeah.
And they lost the game from that. Like, they literally was their one chance of doing anything for years. That was it. And that I mean, that's what I was saying about Detroit the whole year. Their inconsistency. They've been inconsistent the whole time. They show highs of highs to where they can compete with anybody. And then they show to the lows of lows where they shouldn't be on the field. And that particular game, they did it both. One in one half, they was high of high, and then the second half, they went lower than low.
Yeah.
So, that game right there, I did pick the 49ers to win. So, I'm kind of happy. Because they made me right.
I picked Detroit because I wanted Detroit to win.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
No Shanahan. I'm glad, you know, I hate that Shanahan made it to the Super Bowl. But, you know, we'll talk about what happened after the Super Bowl in a couple minutes. But, yeah, man, it felt like Detroit's, like, you know how you catch your momentum, like, this is the year?
Yeah.
If it ain't going to be no year, this is the year for it. Like, it just seemed like everything was behind them. They had people that weren't Detroit fans going for them.
Absolutely.
Like, pushing for them. Yeah, I saw on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They said, this is America's team now. Detroit. Now, I think that was a little hate because of the Cowboys, too.
Yeah.
People just hate the Cowboys. But I saw that, man, and I was like, wow. People like Detroit. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people wanting the Baltimore-Detroit Super Bowl.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been the most nigga Super Bowl there is.
The black bowl,
for real. Like, they wouldn't know how to act. They just wouldn't know how to act.
They had bottle service at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they would have been on the field.
They would have been crazy.
They would have been on the field trying to line up for golf in Jackson. And, like, it would have been insane.
Let me play wide out with Mark.
It would have been insane to see. Really. Unfortunate for them, it didn't happen. But your boy Shanahan did make it back.
He did, man.
And he had them a little bit. Like, they really had control of the game for a bit. Yeah, they was up by 10. They had control of the game for the most part.
Definitely know how to lose leads. This is third Super Bowl. What? Falcons, Patriots.
What? He's off Falcons and Patriots.
That's crazy. Shut up. the 49ers and Chiefs, the first time they was up by a little bit. And the Super Bowl, man. So, it's wow, I'm happy though. I'm glad he won the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. I, you know, hey man, I'm not even so happy that I wanted the Chiefs to win shit, but.
Yeah. Just not Shanahan.
No, not Shanahan. No. We all go down. That's how we do it. That is how that goes. But no, it was a good game, man. And I keep saying the same thing, man. It's crazy. I saw a stat that said, it's only been like I'm not gonna say the whole thing because I know I'm not gonna get it right. since 2001, there's only been 125 drives in the playoffs where a team has been down in the fourth quarter, down by 7, need this to tie it at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick is 7-for-7. He's the only quarterback that's perfect. I think that's Brady was like 5-for-9, I think, and Drew Brees is like 3-for-6. Which is still great too, both times. But Patrick Mahomes is 7-for-7 in those instances, bro. And that just tells you, what are you doing? What do you do as a defense? What do you do as a defense?
So we're going to get into, you here as a witness, actually. Because people are not going to believe me if I tell them about what was going on during the Super Bowl. You pulled up to the spot for the Super Bowl party.
I did.
Wasn't I not calling certain things to be done? Yep. In that Super Bowl, and it was working, and when they didn't do it, it burnt them.
Yeah.
The pressure up the middle
yeah.
for Mahomes. When they did it, it got them to stop. But the one time that they didn't, well, the couple times that they didn't do it, it gave them time to maneuver in that pocket or that long run he got to get a first down.
And he I was yelling. To know third and short.
He's going to run.
You got Kelce covered. You got Rice covered. You got Pacheco. He's going to
run.
Where's your spy? I don't care if Bosa got held or Chase Young got held. It doesn't matter. Where's your spy?
Literally.
Because they're coming off the edge. Where is your spy?
I didn't understand it. Because I said it before. They did a little option play. And Mahomes kept it. Ran, got a first down. I called that. I'm like, he's going to end up keeping this and going. He did that. He ran for the first. But my thing is, too, 49ers players are saying that they did not know the overtime rules.
I hate that.
If you don't know the rules, why are you not protecting your end zone? You only scored a field goal. So even if they do score and you feel like you get
it
the ball back.
It doesn't even matter.
You only had 3 seconds. You only had 3 seconds to work with. Why are you not protecting your... Like, they ain't called no timeout. They got up in a no huddle and called a play. Why not just stand your ground in front of the end zone? Instead, you play up a little bit and you give up a flat.
I hate that whole... I didn't understand. That's a cop-out.
It is a cop out to me. It is a cop out to me.
First of all, even if your coach don't tell you, you're an NFL player. You don't see the rules that they changed
years? From years ago.
From years.
They changed. Everybody knew this. They changed this because of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Right.
That one game.
Man, you didn't know the rules for it?
Come on now.
Come on. You didn't see that? You didn't see that? I know they get the rules. They talk about that before the season.
But I don't remember. In the regular season, though.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same. Is it sudden death in the regular season?
If you score a touchdown. So in the regular season, if the first team go down there and score a touchdown, game is over. But if they kick a field goal, you get a chance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But in Super Bowl, both the first team score a touchdown, second team can go score, and a score a touchdown too.
Okay. Again.
You scored a field goal.
You scored a field goal.
So you knew.
You can't give up a touchdown. The minimum thing is we give up a field goal of anything.
Yep.
You still give up a touchdown.
It's crazy, man.
Now, I must admit, the Chiefs got away with like 18 holding calls.
Oh, they did. It was bad. It was bad.
And their offensive line was the most penalized line the whole year.
But you have to beat the greats.
You literally have to beat them.
You can't let them stick around. You have to beat them. You have to hit Patrick Mahomes.
You ain't touching for real.
Yeah, you have to hit him. You have to frustrate him. Like, you have to beat them.
That's a fact.
You have to beat Andy Reid. Because we was watching it, and I said, they kept showing them before they would come out onto offense. They showed them on the sideline, right, during the kickoff. And I was like, they know what they're running. They know the next three or four plays that they'll run it. It's already there in their head, and he already said it. And they know they're going to march down this damn field.
Exactly.
And score.
And I agree with, I seen a little clip too. I had agreed with people saying they were surprised the 49ers were taking the ball. I kind of was too. Because, like you said, you know what you're getting. You know what you have to get.
Right.
For the Chiefs, they was like, all right, we just got to get a field goal. Yeah. But we can get a touchdown, we're going to get a touchdown. That was their mindset. When they hurried up offense and got into motion, the first thing I'm yelling as a coordinator into them helmets is, protect the end zone. Protect the end zone. Instead, you get your field goal and then you just get marched down the field. You had a fourth down, you let them convert. Mind-boggling. Just straight up mind-boggling. Like, they should have played better.
Yeah.
That was San Francisco's game, but Shanahan has bad luck. Shanahan has bad luck. He can't. He's not his dad. He can't win one, I guess, because it's incredible. But it might take him a while because, to be fair, too, it took Andy Reid about 18 years.
That's true.
Andy Reid was losing a lot. He ain't won with nobody else but Patrick Mahomes.
Making it to the Super Bowl though, like
since 2003,
right?
With the Eagles.
Yeah,
Dumb and Nav and T.O.,
yeah.
He wasn't doing it none of the time.
Yeah.
So, can Shanahan do it? I think Shanahan can. You are obviously not.
I think he can, but do I want him to? Is no. Like, that's the difference. I think he can.
So, what is your thoughts on Brock Purdy?
He's cool.
Is he their quarterback for the future?
Yeah, he definitely is. I agree. He's what they need. He's what they got. Like, you got somebody. Why would you go and grab somebody else for what reason?
Yeah, I wouldn't understand it either.
Pay him. Call it a day.
I wouldn't understand it either. And sometimes I've seen also during the game a lot of blown coverages with the offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Didn't have a chance to sit there
and make some passes. Debo dropped. I realized when I seen the incomplete pass that he threw to Debo, seeing on another angle of it, Debo just dropped it. It wasn't the most perfect pass, but you're not always going to get perfect passes. Right. This is what you get paid for.
But they was letting Chris Jones come up the middle untouched.
Yeah, for some reason, he didn't get a sack, though. Ask my bets. But,
Prospects need that sponsorship.
Prospects. Let me get a code now. Now, definitely, I would definitely take a Prospects sponsorship now. We can talk about it, though. Well, I'm going to hit him up. I'm on there every day. But, it was a lot of blown coverages to where Purdy played really good.
Mm.
He played really good to me. Some passes he probably could have made, but more so I was comfortable with how he played with if I was the coach or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
They did their job really with McCaffrey. Mm. McCaffrey seen the ball 30 times.
That's crazy. But it's expected, though.
Yeah, and honestly, I would have let him see about 40. he would have seen about 40, 45 times. I would have wore him to the ground. I ain't even going to care. McCaffrey was going to play damn near every snap.
Yeah.
I feel like he should have been used a little bit more only because you didn't incorporate George Kittle. He had 2 catches for 4 yards.
Brandon Ayuk going to have, what, 2 or 3 catches?
He had only 2 catches for like 30-something yards.
All right. That's my bet.
Yeah, he burned me on one of my bets too, but I was about to say it's okay, but
it's not okay, Brandon. But yeah, man, they didn't at all incorporate like
their main stars. Yeah,
but you know, it's crazy, man. I don't know how many Super Bowls the Chiefs are gonna win over the next few years.
You think they could three-peat?
Yes.
I mean, because Dalton would be crazy, yeah, right?
I think they can.
But who's? I don't know the last.
Who's going to beat them?
That's the fact.
Who's going to beat them?
Justin Fields.
They, it's, who?
I said Justin Fields.
I'm just talking about the AFC.
AFC-wise.
It looks like Baltimore can get back in there and get the first seed. It looks like, you know what I'm saying, but.
I'm going to be honest. I think Joe Burrow can.
Okay.
When it comes to the Chiefs in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow really tears them apart. Like no other quarterback. Only Josh Allen got it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But since then, he kind of be moderate with it. Then they just lose. They lost. No. Who the Bills lost to? Was it Kansas City in the playoffs?
Yeah.
They lost Kansas City in the playoffs, right? Yeah. It's going to be hard to bet against Joe Burrow and them. Only because they have a lot. They have a lot. Mixon, Higgins, Chase.
But Higgins is a free agent.
They not signing him back? You don't think?
They don't know. They depend on how much money he wants.
So he do want to get paid a bag, too.
Yeah.
Imagine they don't sign back Higgins, but are able to trade for Mike Evans.
He a free agent too.
I thought he had a year left.
He a free agent. I think Mike Evans a free agent too.
He is. Yeah, because he had that 1 year
Them,
left.
Baker, they safety a free agent. Yeah. They starting linebacker a free agent. Yeah.
I think he goes back.
No, come to the Falcons.
Falcons. So Desmond Ridder could throw him the ball.
First of all, we're gonna get another quarterback. That's crazy. who the quarterback for the Patriots?
Mac Jones. That's the quarterback we have right now.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. I was going to say
that's the quarterback we have right now.
That's the quarterback
y'all got. And Baker Mayfield. Tampa Bay, what's up?
That's crazy.
You know what?
Next topic. Tom Brady. I don't want to talk about football anymore.
Okay. Yeah, the football season was fun. It was exciting. Another Chiefs victory. I don't feel how y'all feel about Brady, but I understand it with one guy winning. But it was funnier. I genuinely can't wait now to next season to see what moves is made, who goes where.
It's going to be a crazy offseason.
Crazy offseason. But before we even transition totally away from the NFL, the draft is coming up, right? And I think, which is a hot take, I don't believe the Bears should trade Justin Fields.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they should trade their first pick.
Not for Caleb Williams.
Not for kid. I don't think so. I don't
hate against the guy.
Exactly. I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be really good, but I don't think he's better than Justin Fields. What I would do with the number one pick, if I was Chicago, I'm drafting Marvin Harrison 100%, Jr.
100%.
I'm getting Justin Fields another weapon. I got DJ Moore. And on another side, I can put Marvin Harrison Jr.
Crazy.
Like,
I don't know how you...
How do you not want to do... Like, because if you take Caleb Williams into this situation, what's going to change?
Nothing.
Is Mike going to get worse? You're going to go back. To be honest, because you don't... You have to give him some weapons and then start investing more in your O-line. Start investing more in your O-line. Throughout free agency, I don't know... I can't remember exactly who's going to be a free agent for running backs-wise, but get him another back. Get him a speedy back.
Saquon ain't going to Chicago.
He not, but that would be...
That would be great for them. That would be great for anybody.
Anybody. Come to New England. But he ain't coming to New England.
Y'all be fine.
Who?
Ezekiel Elliott, man.
All right. Next name. but Caleb Williams. Yeah, I'm not as high on him as everybody. He's a franchise-altering talent and stuff. I personally don't feel the way.
I think he's a good quarterback.
I think he would be a very good quarterback to where probably Phillip Rivers levels.
Okay.
Go make some plays. Go have your team winning a little bit.
Okay.
But don't necessarily get over that
change
hump.
Change the game type, no.
Yeah, I don't think so, necessarily. No. I think he's going to be good to go into war with, but you ain't going to win the war because of him.
Yeah.
Of anything. I think Justin Fields just really has it.
He hasn't had a coordinator, I think, for over, like, 2 years.
Yeah, they switched him out.
Yeah, they keep switching him out. So, it's like, what do you expect? Like, and the whole offense is learning a new offense.
And no weapons.
And
Let's just flat out. You have DJ Moore. And that's about it. I can't name the other guys, respectfully.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're well talented. They made it to the pros. Not down that. You're not Marvin Harrison. Yeah,
nobody's Marvin Harrison in that draft.
Yeah, like,
or on their team other than DJ Moore.
If you're not trading Justin Fields to get Caleb Williams, if that's what you want to do, okay. But if you're going to keep him, put the pieces around him.
Mm-hmm.
I would have got rid of that whole staff, coaching staff. I'm sorry. Eric Benignemi, how do you say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Eric.
Eric B. Former offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, now offensive coordinator with the Commanders. He would have been my head coach.
He got fired? Yeah,
I did not see that.
He got fired for Washington. Yeah, they got Cliff Kingsbury.
They did bring in Cliff.
Yeah.
That is such a downgrade.
You see who the head coach is? Dan Quinn.
Yeah, that's such a downgrade. Dan Quinn. Yeah.
Defensive-wise, sure. Great.
Offensive-wise, you just went down.
Yeah. I mean, Kingsbury, man. The way Murray was talking to him on that sideline, yelling at him, bro. That's crazy.
It was crazy. But that's I seen a stat to where the Commanders score like more than 25 or 30 points in like 5 or 6 or so different games, more than they've done in years.
Their quarterback was almost leading the league in passing yards.
Sam Howell?
Yeah. He was almost leading the league. And they about to get rid of him.
Like,
they're going to get another quarterback. So it's like, all right.
Well, I don't understand that no moves right there. But I think Chicago should have brought in Eric.
Okay.
Like, even them not head coach, offensive coordinator. Because this offense need life.
Yeah.
They always play with no life. When they lost to Tampa Bay a couple weeks back, I was watching that game. They ran a certain screenplay, got the running back smacked, I believe. The play after that, they ran the same play again. The same exact count, same exact play, and they got picked up from return for a touchdown. There's no creativity to that offense. There's nothing that you can do with that. Yeah. They called the offense different when Fields went down and they had that backup quarterback in. They called their offense a little different. So it made him look a little good. That's not what you make your best calls for your number one quarterback. He's the QB1. I don't see why people don't see that. If the Bears really feel that way, give us Justin Fields. He can come to New England. And no. It will be...
No. All right. See, I see what you're doing here.
What am I doing?
That whole thing was a setup. That whole conversation
It wasn't a setup.
You ain't got Justin Fields. You ain't got Saquon. You it's a whole setup, okay?
We could make offers. We can get them to Chicago. We could swap picks with Chicago. No, actually, we don't even need to. They can go ahead and take Caleb Williams. We got, like, the third pick.
You do. Third, one of them.
Yeah. We can probably finesse our way to Marvin Harrison as well.
Marvin Harrison going to be available. If he don't make it past the one, because you got Washington Nets at the two.
They
don't get a quarterback.
Take Drake May.
Going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, they could take
him. So, it's going to be... Y'all are getting Marvin Harrison. Y'all need a quarterback.
We're going to get Justin.
Okay. Hey guys, this has been Draft Talk. This has been Draft Talk, man. This is exactly what this, aka New England Talk, I guess.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
This is what this has been, because that whole conversation was a damn setup to get back to New England. That's what that was. That's exactly what that was.
I don't know what he's talking about, but.
I had a question.
Yeah.
You know, getting off sports for a little bit, man.
I'm terrified.
You know, day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
Man, I got big plans, my boy. I got big plans.
I know my boy do. I know my boy do.
Yeah, man.
Y'all hit him with their plans.
Hit him with the plans? Yeah. You think I should get a sauce away? Well, we're going to drop this on Valentine's Day, so I should get a sauce. I could get a sauce away, right?
Get a sauce away.
I get a sauce away. So, look, I done bought a bouquet.
Right.
Right.
Of
flowers, bro. The roses. But the roses is wrapped.
Got you.
It got 50s and 100s wrapped around it. It's 20. 20 of them in the pack, right?
Okay.
I got that. Yeah. I got the heart with the chocolate in the middle of it, strawberries in the middle.
Big plans.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We got a hotel at the Hilton type thing going on. We on like the 40th floor. We ain't eating hibachi.
Overseeing the city.
Overseeing the city, bro. Hibachi. You know what I'm saying? I bought certain candles that light up different colors. Tight John, so I could sell it, set like up and
move,
decorate and pimp out the room.
Set that move.
Yeah, you know, set that move, listen, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Sauce it up.
Got the speaker.
The speaker now,
because you know when you come in, you got to play that soothing music. Got when you walking in there, I already have it set up. I got the playlist together.
100%.
Type of thing, you know what I'm saying? I bought matching robes, you know what I'm saying? I got the massage thing. Taken care of. We gonna get hot stone massages. Not even the regular ones.
Heat it up a little bit.
Heat it up. Heat it up. You know what I'm saying? Got that heater. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then we got the breakfast in bed. Because we got the next couple of days with each other. This is not one day for the Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? We got the breakfast in bed coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Now one more question.
Yeah.
Now. When you were setting this up.
Yeah.
You my boy.
Yeah.
It's a great plan.
Yeah.
Great plan. I believe in everything that you do.
Yeah.
Always.
I know that. You my guy. You my bro.
Is this true?
What's true?
This whole thing true? Yeah. Because it's true. This sounds like a great plan. Did you actually execute it?
See what happened was.
Okay. All right.
What happened was, I was going to do all these things.
Okay. Oh, boy, it was all a dream.
I just took a couple ideas that I see from Twitter that people was doing.
Okay.
And I was going to incorporate it all in one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not happening.
Okay.
I don't have a Valentine.
I got you.
You know, Valentine's Day is overrated. You know, let me just put that out there. It's a little bit overrated. Ain't it the day that a massacre happened?
I don't know, but I muted the words Valentine's Day on Twitter.
You ain't trying to see it. I think I'm just gonna pull up on you. We just gonna run some 2K and shit, you know.
Like, 2K, some episodes, man.
Yeah, record some new episodes.
It's just,
you know?
Wednesday.
It's just another Wednesday.
That's another Wednesday, man. That's all.
Like I said, a whole massacre happened on this day. I trying to act like it didn't happen.
Man, you know, all it's peace whatever. And love to all the couples out there. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I would not be seeing it on my Twitter. I would not be seeing any of that. I would not.
I'm gonna see them. I'm just gonna do what I normally do. I just keep scrolling. You know, so, you know, yeah.
Twitter is my piece at this point.
It is.
Twitter is my...
There's people on Twitter that get me. No, we got to stop saying Twitter. It's X.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, X, man. We got...
X is my piece, and I ain't talking... Never mind. So what I said was,
yeah,
guys,
what you say?
So I don't even have Instagram no more, guys. 16. I got rid of it. For a little bit, man.
Shout out Rose, baby.
Just that's crazy. See, guys, this is why this podcast is not gonna work. He's out here shouting out women that he doesn't even know personally. And you know what? I'm not gonna take this. I'm not gonna be in partnership with somebody that's using this. I'm not gonna be in partnership with a podcast and somebody that's using this as a ploy to get women. And all I wanna say to you is, hello, Koi.
No way! Yeah. You trying to throw me through?
You gonna do it? I'm gonna do it.
But why would you say Koi?
Hey, Koi?
We had this discussion.
Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, we got a discussion again later.
Sure, I guess.
But yeah, I don't have Instagram anymore, man. X is just what I go to now. X and yeah, that's really pretty much all I use, bro. You can see everything on there. Family, friends. Well, I ain't got no family on my. I don't think I do. I got my bros on there. I got people I went to college with. My sports are on there. Everything's on there, man. I think it's.
Do you use Facebook?
I do use Facebook when I'm on top of family. Other than that, I don't use it. Yeah. You have to use it for certain stuff now because I have my MetaQuest VR headset, so I have to have it. So.
Your what?
That VR headset?
Oh, yeah.
It's connect. That's who it is, so I have to have it.
VR headset.
Yeah, it's like literally connected to that, so.
That's lit.
But yeah, man. This is not going to be a podcast where we just call out random women.
I wasn't.
We start getting guests, that would be great.
We're going to get guests.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we start, like, incorporating guests, like, yeah. It'd be great to have them on there. That should be hilarious.
We can get Rose Baby on there.
So, we're 30 minutes into this podcast, guys. And, you know, I think this podcast has turned into everything that Shaggy wants. For himself.
I'm sorry. This is what it's turned into.
You don't take your cold condiment having ass on somewhere.
Put your ketchup in the fridge.
Disgusting.
Daily reminder, make sure when you open your ketchup, you do as it says. I always follow the rules.
If you want to go to hell, put your ketchup in the fridge. I think that's what it says, right?
That's
Hans.
That's pretty harsh.
Is that Hans?
I don't think. No, that's great value.
That's heathens. you put great value on the counter, son.
That's fine.
That's crazy. You treat
Hans with respect.
I don't even know what he's talking about. How we got
to Twitter. And I'm joking. Shout out Walmart. Yeah. Shout out Wally World.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we use, what we was talking about earlier, we use different things, man. We're going to use, like, Shaggy runs the Instagram for this podcast.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, he does. You know, we started making Twitter pages probably. I could probably do that one and just start, you know. Let's see what questions y'all got on X. I keep saying Twitter. I'm trying to.
I was going to correct you, bro. But you did it.
It's so hard, bro. Just
you got to practice, bro.
I got you, man. I got you. I ain't got time. I'm not going to be sitting here every other day when I'm not at work. But, yeah, man. This is what it is, man. You have any more? What I'm doing for Valentine's Day.
I guess we did have plans.
Did I?
I think so.
I did have plans. So let's say the plans are not. Planning anymore. They're not cemented anymore. You know what I realized, man, in life, man? What? You go plan shit out and you think you got a whole plan and everything's gonna be good. It is not gonna go that way. It is not gonna go that way all the time, man. So it is not. Plans change. And these plans change quick. Oh, you know. Talking a lot, but let me ask you.
I was having
this discussion with a coworker of mine who was talking. Okay. We was just talking about like dating and stuff like that. He's a couple of years younger than me. I'm 27. He's 25. So you're 25.
I didn't say anything because I heard that.
But we was just talking about dating and like what we're looking for, like going out on dates and what kind of dates like we like to plan and stuff like that, and. Quickly, my big thing was, you know, I'm not a club person. Like, if you come to me and be like, oh, let's go to the club for our first date. Let's go out, drink, da, da, da. I'm going to let you know I'm not going.
Club for first date.
Club is crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Let's go out. Let's get hookah the first. Like, no, it's not happening.
Like a hookah lounge or something?
Yeah, but you just there drinking. And like, that's what you're there for. Like, I'm not. I want to see what type of your personality. Because I'm going to make my jokes. I'm going to make my dark jokes. Like, I'm going to have it. And if you can't match that, or if your personality not, like, just a fun personality, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go out. Let's go bowling. Let's go arcade. Let's go Topgolf. Like, let's do something adventurous. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Active. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
That's what I'm looking for at this point. But to go to the club, and it's just not my thing, man. I don't like being around a lot of people.
Me neither.
It's just not my type of thing to do, man.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not a fan.
You know, when I was younger, like, dating-wise, I was like, date different types of women, you know what I'm saying, personality-wise. Whatever. Now I've really have narrowed it down to the type of women I like. And it's like, if I can't, number one thing is, if I can't enjoy my time around you, It's not going to be a good time. Because at this point, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around. If I can't sit on the couch and just chill with you, watch movies, chill, I don't want to be around you. We can't go out and just do something fun. Like, hey, let's go on a drive. Type. Let's talk. Let's go to the driving movie. You know what I'm saying? But asking you, like, what type of, like, if you think your first 3 days, mm-hmm. what do you say, like, what would you want to do? Let's do 2 days. First 2 days.
Rough feet and light candles.
All right. All right. This might be the last episode, y'all. I'm telling you, 10 years of friendship is about to go down there very quickly.
Wait. All right. Rough feet and light candles. A first date, I'm not going to lie, I want to go out to eat. Okay. I want this because it don't matter really. Well, it kind of matter where, because I'm not about to spend a lot of money on the first date. I'm not going. I might have it now. My parlay might have hit the night before, but that don't mean we about to go to Capitol Grill and all that for the first date. Not happening, shawty. But we go out get something to eat. I want to know. I could tell by how a woman eat. You know, you ever get around a girl and she try to like protect how she eat, so she eat in like small increments. Yeah.
Like, if you don't go clean your plate,
if you feel like you're going to clean your plate, it's not ladylike. Shut that shit, man. I don't care. If you hungry, eat. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to be comfortable being yourself. I'm going to tell you that, too. I'm like, if you hungry, bro, I don't care if you don't get it to go. Like, I'm not about to look at you different. I'm going to be happy that you ate this food.
Right.
I wouldn't be more so scared that you don't eat your leftover because I don't pay $19.99 for this. So I kind of...
Bro, crazy.
You should have got some Alfredo or something. That bit be like 21, 25 and something. Some weird joint. Like, I need to know that you're gonna eat this. Like, so if you eat the whole thing, I'm gonna be happy. I'm like, okay,
take you an hour and a half, eat half your plate. No, I know this is not really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you eat regular and you finish it, all right, cool. Now, don't be like stuffing your face.
Talking while you eat. Don't try to like take a little bite and man, girl, you don't eat that food.
Yeah, that's just a little weird thing. I just want to see that part, that, because that'll tell me if you're gonna be genuine a little bit, just a little bit. Second thing is we gotta go somewhere fun. We gotta go to like you said, a Top Golf. We gotta go to Dave and Buster's. Mm. We gotta go and do that. Andretti's. Let's just see your personality. Let's see how fun you are. Let's see if you like doing certain things and how it is. And after that, you know, just see what it's like. I just want you to be comfortable. I just want you to show your real self and don't feel like you have to hide or protect anything from me or show me no weird stuff, because I'm a weird individual too. You're good. It's all good, buddy. You're good. But I just be yourself. And I'll be myself, because I made jokes. Everybody know I love dark humor. So my dark humor is pretty bad.
We're not going to get it.
You want to pop that in your head?
Nope.
what's in your head,
bro? All right, bro.
What's your 2 days, bro?
I said my piece.
You said your piece.
Definitely got to go out to eat and do something fun. That's definitely what it is for. But that's just a conversation that me and had, and I was like, all right, you know, I just don't see myself. And it's maybe because how I grew up. I never went out. When I was in high school, I didn't go to parties. I didn't do that. It just wasn't my bag. Especially when we went to Riverdale. So we knew what was happening at the parties.
No shout out. I say shout out. We know shout out.
Yeah, we know. Jesus Christ, man. My little brother go there now and crazy. Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, man. You have anything, man? The people got any questions for us, man?
We answered a lot of the stuff. Basically, the only thing that we didn't get to was the. The last thing, let me see what it says here. Can you be friends with an ex? It is. I wasn't going to ask this one, but Valentine's Day is coming up and
it was out there. We've seen the question. This is my thing. When you say friends, you mean like hanging out with, talking to regularly and stuff like that?
I guess that's what friends do,
I'm just asking.
I guess.
No. I don't, but that's not because of anything that had to do with the X. That's just, I think it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you holding on for? Or like, that's true. Especially now, if you're, neither one of y'all is in a relationship, y'all not pursuing anybody else, I guess that would make it a little better. But if you are in a relationship, though,
mm-hmm.
what are you holding on to? To the other person, why do you need this friend? And I'm not trying to be one of those controlling people. I'm just, that's a genuine question. Like, yeah. There's a reason we broke up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be a bad reason. It could just honestly be, hey, this just didn't work out. We weren't meant to be together. And I guess that would be a reason people would want to be friends. Like, hey, we weren't meant to be in a relationship together, so but we're good as friends. But I always think about my new partner. And how my new partner is going to feel about certain situations. Like, this is especially... what you did with your ex, these things, you know what I'm saying? You went on vacation with your ex. All these intimate things you did with your ex and things like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, looking, coming from a new person, being in a relationship with the others, like, I'm going to ask, like, what are you holding on to this person for? If you can't give me a good reason... What do they do for you? What do they do for you that you need to keep them as a friend?
Yeah.
Especially as a close friend. Now, I don't think there's nothing wrong with, like, hey, how you doing? You know, stuff like that. But if you always got to hang out with this person, you got to see them, talk to them on the phone, and text them out, what do you... You might just be back together with them. Like, what are you holding on? And personally, like, no, I don't... Like, I'm always... I feel like, and this isn't like kicking for myself or pat, big pat on my back for myself, but I'm always here. I always say I'm here for people. Even exes, like, if they need me, then sure, if you absolutely need something from me and I can help, and you know I can help, and it's absolutely needed, sure, fine, that's fine. But if you're just asking me for stuff... Mm-hmm. And I'm literally gonna ask you for real, especially if you're in a relationship, why can't you ask this person that you're with? What's stopping you from asking the person you're in a relationship with? Or asking your family, asking your other friends? What made you come back to me to ask me? Now, if it's something that you absolutely need and it's in dire help or something like that, sure. I always try to help people out. I believe in karma. You know what I mean? So I'm never gonna turn somebody down at their greatest need or in need, but. At the same time, it's like, why? Why? If you can't give me a good reason, then I'm not going to like it, honestly. So, no, personally, I don't think I can be friends. If that's what it entails, always talking to each other, hanging out with each other, stuff like that. No, I can be cordial with anybody.
Even if they meant be as friends with the ex as, and you're not talking all the time, but
like... We can be cordial.
Cordial, like you said.
Because... I'm not gonna lie, I don't run in the same circles that any of my exes.
That's right, yeah.
So we're not just gonna see anybody. Our friend, like, we've had, like, mutual friends, but not mutual as, like, when I still see that mutual friend, you're gonna come up. We have mutual friends.
Yeah.
But you're not the basis of our friendship. If I consider you a friend, my ex is not the basis of my friends, this person is my friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the basis and you always come up and things like that, then you don't need to be my friend. That means you only care about me and the ex being together. That's the only basis of it. And no, that's not just going to be what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Yeah, I can be cordial with you. If you once in a while text me, hey, how you doing, stuff like that, then sure, that's fine. I don't see nothing particularly wrong with that. But, you know, people have different views about it. And I've seen people argue over stuff like this. And I'm like, this is stupid. Like, this is stupid. And if I'm in a new relationship with somebody and my girl is friends with her ex, like, great. Like, truly, like, the last ex she was just got out before me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, oh, yeah, we're about to go out to dinner. We're about to hang. No, girl, crazy. Please. Nah. It's not even no controlling shit. Like, yeah, nah.
Definitely.
I don't like that personally. I don't like it. And I'm going to tell you that I don't like it. You know, it's not, hey, don't do this. I'm going to say, hey, I just don't like this.
I understand.
So, what about you, man?
Can I be friends with an ex?
That's on my Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I got a lot of Twitter cousins, ex-cousins, and junk like that in the X-verse out there. But can I be friends with an ex? No. Would I be cordial with my ex? No. There ain't no damn thing to be cordial about. Honestly, I don't like you. I don't like you, bro. Straight up. And you know what's crazy? Not even what's crazy. I changed. Like, beforehand, yeah, I could have did that.
Yeah.
But now this is back to who I feel like I used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and when I used to be, I didn't give a damn. And I didn't really care. I don't care. We broke up.
Yeah.
Cool. I could walk past you like I've never touched you, kissed you, anything intimate with you.
Yeah.
I don't care. Forget you. I don't like you. So, no. And my significant other, no, you better not be friends with your ex.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going for it. Hell, what? No, hell no. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Because would you want me to be cordial or super cool with the ex of mine that I was beating down? No, you wouldn't like it. You just wouldn't like it. So why would you think I would like it?
Yeah.
That's just not a thing. I don't like it. I don't like my exes. I don't care. I don't care what you need for. I don't care. Do not text my phone. Do not call my phone. Do not send me an email. Do not write me a letter. And do not talk to me. You see me on the street, Shark? Don't even help me. I don't need you. Do not talk to me. Forget this, bro. Yeah. People try to normalize these things. It's not normal. No, you on the other hand, I get it. You're a super nice guy. So I get where you come from, and I don't knock people who feel that way to feel like, if you know, because you get, I'm a nice person. You can ask me for a lot of different things.
Or whatever. What I said, it has to be in, like, dire. Yeah, I have to be the last person you contact.
Even if I'm the last person you contact, you better not contact me. Because this is not, my number, it might not ring, and your text message might come up blue. Even if you have Android, I mean, it might come up green. But even if you have Android, your message might not even get through. Like, and I know it can't have an Android because I ain't dealing with nobody with an Android. But, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, we don't need to do none of that. Like I said, I don't like them.
Yeah.
They don't like me. That's the thing. They all good and happy what they doing and all right now. You ain't thinking of me. You don't care. I don't care either.
And that's my biggest thing, too. Like, I don't, like... Yeah, go do what you do.
Yeah. Have fun.
Like, I used to be in the mood of like, nah, man, like, nah, like, you did me wrong, like, forget that. Like, I want to see you go bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's not a good way, personally, for me.
It's not.
I realized, personally, for me, that wasn't a good outlook for me because I was just being revengeful. But honestly, I found my happiness more of when I really, because when you think about it, bro, when you wish bad on somebody, you're actively thinking about them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You like, oh, I wonder if they did da 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 da. But when you just actually get it through you and past you, they'd be like, man, that's life. You know what I'm saying? I hope they're doing well. I hope they're not even. You have to go that far. It's like, hey, man, like live your life. We went our separate ways. We're both gonna live our lives, bro. We're at this point. I'm looking for a wife, and.
Facts.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm ready to, you know, meet my wife. I was about to say my next wife, like I've been married. Crazy. I'm ready to meet my wife, my future wife, the mother of my kids, man. And the last thing I'm going to be thinking about is an ex, trying to be friends with an ex.
Yeah.
Now that's a different, don't call me or text me for nothing. Once I'm in a relationship and I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
And you know I am.
Oh, yeah, because
there are people out here, men and women, that would do that on purpose. They know you're in a relationship. Don't do that.
Ruffling feathers.
They know on purpose, bro, that they're doing that. They're trying to hit you up. They trying to hit you up to see, hey, like, let me see if they got me blocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just hit them with some stupid crap just to see, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, you know. Hey, man.
I agree. I'm going to tell you.
Let's be adults about it. That's all right. I got to say. Play no games, man.
I'm an adult about it, yes, but I mean every word I said.
Oh, no, I know 100% right? As your boy that you mean.
Don't talk to me. Like, I must admit, though, you are right with the, you know, wishing bad on them means you're actively thinking about them. Because I'll put it out there. I did used to hope that they got up and slipped when they got out the bed. Oh, did they stub their toe? I hope they crushed their finger in their car door.
Golly.
Yeah, I just the bare minimum. If they drinking something, I hope soda shake on their shirt. Just stuff like just nothing too crazy. I don't. Nothing too.
That's hilarious.
Nothing too crazy. And not like I used to say things. I used to say things like, I hope they go play in traffic.
Oh, and that was hilarious.
Right.
That was hilarious. Go play in traffic.
Right.
Funniest thing.
Yeah, I used to be like, go be a Subway Surfer. You know,
bro,
you used to play
the
game.
That was the funniest thing I ever heard, bro. Go play in traffic.
That, but you sure was it that one? Because I used to tell people, go headbutt a knife.
That was funny.
And,
all right, guys.
Yeah, I think we might have to start rapping and stuff because I'm going to start talking a little crazy. But no, but honestly, yeah, like I had to start thinking about that because I did have hate. I must admit, I had hate in my heart because I was like, I hate the fact that you can do me this way.
Yeah.
So I do used to feel like I hate you. So I did used to hope something happened to you. But now I don't wish no bad on you.
I just don't care.
I don't give a damn.
I just don't care.
Not one bit. So,
yeah, can I be family and friends that care about you?
Exactly. And I'm not one of them.
Neither one.
And won't never be. Okay? Exes, if you hear this, nothing against you. You know? All positivity. I was about to say love, but I'll be lying. So, do your thing.
No comment.
No comment. It's the outro. You don't say no more. Oh, God. Y'all leave your comments, man. Follow the page. Show some love. Show some support. Share this for us, man. Again, I appreciate all the listeners that started with us, that started with me beforehand when I had this going years ago and is still, you know, around and still asking about it. And then now I'm trying to do this again for y'all, this time rebranding and with my partner doing this and whatnot. So I appreciate y'all and I love y'all. We made great content. We doing this for y'all. All the jokes and laughs. We got hella more stuff in store. A lot more stories that can be told non-explicit way. That's
we got a lot of stories that we can tell non, like, crazy ways.
Yeah.
It's just going to be funny. But when y'all hear it, y'all going to know exactly what we mean.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
When I say stories, I will not say your name, people. But you will know it's about you. So, but again, this is just off of laughs, off of kicks. You know, I appreciate y'all once again. Thank you for listening. Yeah. See you next time. We got multiple episodes dropping. Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies. Yeah. Men, get the beers and get the roses and get your condoms.
That's crazy.